Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome to this week's edition of Meeting Pros. I'm Michael Lauer here with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
How's life in Ruby Land?
It's shaping up. She said mama this week.
Aww.
So it's all mama all day.
Now it's real.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Like Leanne Stone said, now you can't shake her. Now you got to keep her.
That's right.
But now she puts her arms up and is all mama. And it's trouble.
That's awesome. That's just heartwarming.
Yeah. Yep.
We have a keeper as a guest here today. We have with us Candice Crossfield, manager of meetings and expositions with the Kellen Company.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Glad we could get you in today. So give us a little bit of mission and purpose for the Kellen Company.
Sure. The Kellen Company really focuses on association management. They manage over 110 trade associations and professional societies. And we're an employee-owned company, which probably is the coolest thing that I learned about them when I started. So we have about 200 employees and offices in Atlanta, New York, D.C., Chicago, Brussels, Beijing, and as of just recently, Denver. So 7 offices worldwide. And I just love working there. I work in the meetings department. There are lots of different departments, you know, that manage different segments of the association. But my heart lies in meetings. So I joined their meetings department at the end of May and just really am learning so much, meeting so many great people and working with 3 brand new associations. And they're opening my eyes to a world that I didn't know existed. So it's very exciting for me.
So you guys are a very large and comprehensive meeting and planning company. You take on a lot of clients, but you're new to this company. So what's your background leading up to joining them in May?
Yes, I am new. I have been in meetings and events since I was a little tiny baby at 18, and my background is everything that you can imagine with regards to meetings. So I've done the hotel side, I've done the special events venue, I've done the production side. So I've touched every single piece of it. I haven't worked in catering thus far, but I have ordered food and I have worked out menus and gone through some banquet event orders. So I know all about it, but that's the only segment of it that I'm really missing in my repertoire.
So what separates the Kellen Company from other companies that kind of do what you guys do?
It's really the breadth of knowledge. We are one of the largest association management companies and meeting planning firms in the world, I believe. Or at least I'd like to think that whenever I go to sleep at night. And it's just you're working with so many professionals, and if we don't have the answer, someone in our building does. Someone in our building has dealt with the problem that your association is dealing with. Someone in our office has dealt with a meeting that you're dealing with. So there's never a problem that we can't solve between all the masterminds that I work with.
What is a common misconception an association has when they come to you to plan a meeting, something that you kind of always got to hurdle or jump over before you can really get going on planning the event?
Oh, that's a good one. The level of detail that's needed, really. They'll come to me and they'll say, okay, I'm having a meeting for, 300 people over these dates, and we're looking at these cities. And there's so many more things that go into it. Just an example, we're going to do an event app very soon. And I kind of sent out an email to our meetings team and I said, okay, who's done an event app that they really like? But there's so many more things that you need to know with just the event app. You need to know how many people, you need to know what kind of things they're looking for, how extensive does that need to be? What size is your trade show? Because that will really decipher which app you need to go with. So, just with the event app alone, you need so many more details. So when you get to the whole meeting, there is just a lot of detail that goes into it and that sometimes they don't understand, but we get, which really makes us, top tier.
So just to kind of give the folks at home a little more background about you, and give you a little more credibility here, you don't just do this stuff as your day job, but you moonlight in Gampy. You used to be the president of Gampy, right?
Correct. My term just ended at the end of June. So it's a 3-year term you basically take. You take incoming president, and then immediate past president. So I've been on the board and involved with Gampy probably a little over 10 years, maybe 2003, 2004. So it's an extensive volunteer project that I took on a long time ago and just fell in love with the organization and what it's taught me as a meeting professional and the connections and friends that I've made in my term as GAMPI volunteer.
So what is the overarching goal that GAMPI tries to achieve?
Networking and education for meeting professionals, getting you together with people that understand what you do on a day-to-day basis and can help you and can elevate your meetings and can elevate your career, either as a whole or as an organization.
So it's kind of like a consortium of people that you can go to if you have a question or if you need help or if you need a network. It's just a whole, it's a great place. If you're a meeting player, you need to be a part of GAMPI.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head right there. If you come upon something that you can't answer, you know someone within your GAMPI circle that can answer it for you. That's, you know, if on at least a weekly basis,
sure.
I'll run into something that I'll say, oh, someone I know knows how to deal with that problem in California. Let me call that person. But it's easiest to phone call it someone that you know, and it really is all about who you know, and GAMPI gives you that avenue.
So what is your current capacity with GAMPI? What's your role with them? Are you just a member now? Or are you still doing some administrative stuff?
Immediate past president. So my role really is to make sure the next board is in place. So I will set up the interviews for that and the committee who puts that together. And that's my kind of my charge as the immediate past president.
So you kind of act as a mentor to the current president as well, or?
Yes, although my current president doesn't really take very well direction from me. So Mike Michael, I hope you're hearing this. But I try to, but he has great ideas and great things in place for this next year. So I'm hoping to learn more from him than I think he'll learn from me. But yes, I will set up the next board. I don't know that I will help him a ton because he sounds like he has it going on, but I'll help the next board.
So how was Larry as a mentor when you came in after him?
He was great. He's sitting right here. Can we talk about him? He wasn't here for 5 minutes.
That's
Can we talk about him
question.
Then?
Yeah, Larry, go back outside. We need to talk
Seriously.
About you for a minute. Just for the folks at home, joining us today also is Mr. Larry Green, CEO of Green Worldwide Transportation. How are you doing, Larry?
Doing great. Great. Great to be here again. I feel like I have a reserved seat.
You always have a reserved seat.
Great. And we still got to do our remote in the limos. And it's, as Candace said, it's as immediate past present, it still is a handful of things to do.
You're busy passing the torch, right?
I'm just days rolled off.
But he's done, yeah. Immediate past president, he's done.
Other than just helping finish up some of the awards at our big Phoenix Awards next week, which is coming up. And we can go over all the events here shortly.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of dive into that next. And I know that you guys have a lot of exciting things on the horizon. I kind of wanted you to share some of those with the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with next week, Tuesday, July 22nd. We have the big annual Phoenix Awards. We reimagined it a little bit this year. A lot of people who said, you know, the evening gala, big event, was maybe a little bit more than they wanted in the past, so we decided this year to try it as a luncheon. And we've got a great guest speaker, Nakia Malicio, and we are going to be giving out all the awards to the chapter for all the deserving planners and suppliers and leaders of the chapter over this past year. People put on the great events, committees. This is our kind of way to recognize all the volunteers with GAMPI. It's going to be a great event next week. And it's going to be held at, of course, the Fabulous Fox.
Awesome.
And so what better location to have it than
I don't think I've been to the Fox during the day before. That'll be a whole different thing.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people.
It will. And, being daytime, you can actually see it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And they just recently renovated, didn't they? Is that accurate?
I think they have done some renovation. And, you know, they'll probably only do but so much for the Fox
because
it's historic anyway. The topic for the guest speaker is going to be how to be a bold leader, coaching your staff and volunteers to operational success, learn ways to overcome obstacles, reduce stress. I could use that one today.
I think we all could use that
and,
one.
And balance your personal life. We can all
use
that
one.
And Then learn how to lead across cultures and build dynamic communications with others. Great topic, and for all this to be in one program is phenomenal.
It's pretty comprehensive stuff. It's stuff that people really want to get involved in and get some more knowledge on. So is it too late to attend or sign up, or how does that work?
Absolutely not. They can sign up on location if they want, but they can still register. We generally leave registration open till Friday, the week before. We already have great numbers. It's going to be a very well attended educational and awards program. And if someone can't really decide if their schedule will allow or not, they can certainly on Tuesday just walk up. We hope we'll have seats, but we have sold out in the past, and there is limited capacity. So I would highly suggest, you register and get a confirmed reservation. So, and that's just the first of many great things going on.
And if they want to register, it's gampy.org/Phoenix. So that's pretty easy to remember. It's the Phoenix Award, so it's gampy.org/Phoenix.
So, Larry, you also have a day job, though, right?
I do, and today it seemed to be a little bit overbearing this morning. But
that always tends to happen.
But right? That's okay, because, in my world, what's a better day on Business Radio X is better than a good day in the office.
There you go. Nice. We'll take it. We're going to put that on the door right there.
That's right. Green Worldwide Transportation. We do worldwide transportation all over. We run a large fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, stretch limousines, mini coaches, motor coaches, the big ones that you see on the road, like the old Greyhound, but you don't see Greyhound much anymore. But and we do it all over. And this morning, actually, I was just a few minutes late because we were working with a group in Omaha today. So we do that. Our entire fleet of vehicles are all pretty much brand new. Every minibus we just got in earlier this year, motor coaches are fairly new. Our sedans, we just took order of brand new sedans this week, yesterday. So we're keeping up communication-wise with the community. And we just like to keep the wheels rolling.
Nice. I love to see your vehicles on the road. I honk and wave. They don't know who I am, but I know who they are. They look great.
And that's more important. Thank you.
And all of your transportation is Wi-Fi equipped?
Every bit of it is Wi-Fi equipped.
Wow, that's
we have
huge.
GPS yeah. on every vehicle.
Yeah. We have champagne in the back of it.
for Jessica, yes. And Candace, for sure.
Thank you.
And Candace actually just lives down the street from our office. So she knows, she probably does see them all the time.
I do.
But they are all Wi-Fi, which is great for business and corporate mm-hmm. moving. And the city, you can tell, is just busy these days.
Yeah.
And which is a great, great thing. We hope, and we can generally tell, just by the level, and Land did not have a great convention year this year. Last year was huge, but it's still busy here, which is a great sign. Next week is the big Microsoft convention in town, which I think a lot of planners and a lot of suppliers are going to be very busy.
Yeah.
And it falls that our Phoenix Awards falls right in a time period that they can all attend, in between
perfect.
A different
nice
event. But our vehicle is very updated. Our fleet of vehicles is very updated. Our chauffeurs are just suits, ties only, even our bus drivers. They wear black suits, white shirts, and ties.
Top of the line all the way
I
around.
I feel bad for them in the summer, though. God, that's got to be hot, standing out there waiting for all those people in the Atlanta heat.
It is.
They look good, though.
But they look good. They're used to it. But they're very versatile because some of the chauffeurs who drive buses might be in a SUV 2 hours later. So
it's not necessarily they're on that all day. It's
right. And
what is your vetting process like for your drivers? Is it pretty intense?
It is. We basically, when they're hired, there's two different police background checks.
Wow.
Not one by the GBI.
Candace would never make it.
Sorry, Candace.
I wouldn't either.
We're out.
At this point, I probably wouldn't either. But, But they also, we go through a week-long training before they go on the road. They're all drug tested and alcohol tested, and we randomly do that every month. So we're very serious about customer service.
Yeah.
And we are really only as good as the last run we do for someone. So we have to reinvent ourselves every single trip. There's no room to lay down and, you know, be complacent.
Sure. So what's a typical client look like for you guys? I know you have a wide range of fleets, but are businesses hiring you to get their employees around, or how does that really work?
You know, one great thing about Atlanta itself, just using the Atlanta market, no one likes to drive here.
No.
And when corporate brings people in, they certainly do not want to rent a car. And not to mention, I had a client yesterday told me it took her 45 minutes to find the rental return lot at the airport.
Oh,
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it 100%.
And so we get tons of corporate groups. GAMP is, as Candace said earlier, the networking and the meeting plan of the groups that are brought to Atlanta. And, you know, which is the reason, you know, the ACVB is an annual premier sponsor. You know, they're trying to bring that business to Atlanta. Those planners are the people bringing that business to Atlanta. And so that is a huge part of the business of meetings in this city.
Sure.
Which is great. It's a great city to have meetings. So many venues, restaurants, and everything. And then the in and out hotels. We work a lot with hotels. And then the worldwide business that a lot of our affiliates all over the world are using us to handle their clients here in Atlanta, and they do the same for us when our people are traveling to where they are.
Sounds like you have to build some serious relationships in order to make that all work.
It is all about relationships, absolutely. And, you know, it never stops. But, you know, I'm old school anyway. Candace is probably more new school. She's more of a techie than I am. She knows I'll pick up a phone call before I'll text her.
Even know how to pick up a phone. How does that work?
Well, you pick up. You just got to put up your ear.
But you put your finger in the hole and you turn the wheel.
Weird. Yeah.
I've been there, done it. But we do, you know, I am old school and I like talking to people, which is great, you know, coming on the show. You know, we talk about GAMPI and what's going on. And I think the world will again change back to people talking to each other instead of you know, hearing two people sitting next to each other on a sofa and texting each other.
Yeah.
But communication is key, and I think people talking to people. You know, you can achieve in a 30-second phone call what you can on probably 20 minutes worth of emails going back and forth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So. And it's true, too, that the meeting industry is not going to, the face-to-face meeting is not going to go away.
Never.
It will.
Never.
It's not
going to
go away.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, you can Skype.
There's
you
no
can,
substitute.
Yeah, exactly. There's no substitute.
So Candace, speaking about face-to-face conversations, how important is that when you plan a meeting to make sure, especially with the Kellen Company, to make sure that the people that are attending are getting those face-to-face conversations, and even your exhibitors are getting those face-to-face conversations with people they want to meet. That's really important.
It's very important. And I think the people that attend the meetings and are regulars at the meetings, they get that. There's nothing like the face-to-face bond that you make with someone that really drives business, drives the connection, drives and really networking too. I mean, you can bond with someone over the phone, but it doesn't even compare when you do it in person. Plus, there's something about your focused attention. Web conferences, you know, go-to meetings, or, you know, those things are good for some things, but you need a chunk of time where I have your undivided attention so that we can cover the 7 new things that are going on in the industry and how they're going to affect your business.
Yeah.
You know, if you're at your desk or answering your phone, you're, you know, checking in 30 minutes early and leaving 30 minutes late, or, you know, whatever that is. It's just not your focused attention that, like, you get at a meeting. And I think people that are there get it. And if you're not there, go, and you'll see the difference of what it makes in your business.
How do you guys attract more attendees in the future? What's, like, the industry policy? Like,
secret sauce.
Yeah, right.
Well, then I'd have to kill you.
Just say it in the microphone first, then you can go.
It's, you know, it's word of mouth. That's really what drives it. You know, I went to this meeting and I came back and I brought someone else or 5 other people, or, you know, I saw this person attend, you know, so many meetings in a row, two or three of your meetings in a row, and their business grew exponentially because they made those connections, because they made the right partners. I mean, maybe it's not even the businesses, the people that they met that drove the business, but maybe it was someone that they met referred them to the business. There's so many different ways you could make it work for you. And all you have to do is spend two or three days with these people and say, okay, now I get it.
And you know, let me add to that, for planners, and Candace knows where I'm coming from with this, but the education that is provided, like the speakers we talk about, you know, as planners, as Candace said, you know, I can learn some every week. I'm trying to find out new information. This is information being delivered to them, and they're getting credit for it towards their meeting planners, you know, certifications, which is really, really important. And because how many hours a year do y'all need to?
That's a good question. I'm hopefully getting my CMP in the very near future, so I will know that by like the back of my hand. I want to say it's like 20 hours or something like that.
But all the education goes towards it?
It has to be approved to be given out, which we do apply for every time. Mm-hmm. And we deal with topics that they say are approved on the list.
Excellent.
So that's kind of the list we go from. But senior planners, they want to learn what's new out there, and they do know a lot. And you know, not only are they hopefully picking up all that, you know, the new things that are happening, the new types of technology that's out there, but then they're helping. They're mentors to the newer planners coming in. So education is key, and that's another reason people would join GAMPI because of the education.
So among that, what are some other immediate benefits for joining GAMPI as to be a member?
You get to come on Business Radio X as a volunteer. between the education, between going and doing networking, all the notifications of all our events, and speaking of which, we got some more events coming up, which I can probably mention real quick for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got coming up in August. Now, has everyone heard of the TED meetings?
Yes. TED Talks.
TED Talks. Well, this is GAMPI Talks. As Mike Michaels said on a video, it's not TED Talks, but it is GAMPI Talks. And basically what it is, we're bringing 10 speakers in from all over to give their topics, and it's going to be a great day of education.
Are the speakers in the meeting planning industry, or are they?
Yeah, everything's related to the meeting planning industry, and they really are phenomenal speakers. There's going to be a whole list at the GAMPI.org, and so that's going to be on August 27th, and the next one, we have a September educational program, too. And, of course, I'll go to my favorite, which is going to be November 10th. It's the Fall Classic Golf Tournament.
Nice.
And it is a great fundraiser for GAMPI. It's a fun day out on the golf course. It's going to be at the Polo Fields up in Cummings. We did it there last year. Beautiful course, great venue. They do a lot of corporate events there. So,
but you asked, what are the benefits of GAMPI? And it's what are the new venues in Atlanta? You know, you don't want to have your competitor make the news of their awesome meeting,
right?
Because their meeting planner went to a GAMPI meeting and saw what was newest and latest and greatest, what was going on. You want to be on the pulse of what's the latest thing to do in meetings, whether it be in Atlanta or anywhere else. I mean, don't you want to be the person that brings a TED Talk-like format to your meeting? We'll come to GAMPI on August 27th at Cine Bistro. Let's see how we put it on, see what works, see what doesn't work for your group. Take notes and then take it back. You know, come to your next meeting with your boss with the best idea. You know, be that person in your office, but you can get that information from GAMPI. You get member rates by becoming a member of GAMPI. So instead of paying $80 to come to the Phoenix Award, you pay $55.
Right.
You know, things like that. You know, it's worth it. And again, the connections that you make are unmatched.
You mentioned something that I found is pretty common comment, and it sounds like it's really important, especially for meeting planners, but staying current in the industry and staying up on the new things that are happening, and because if you're not constantly upping the ante, then you are falling behind. But there is a balance to that in making sure that it is applicable to your event. How do you manage that, especially if the client wants to do a new shiny object thing and it doesn't necessarily fit their objective?
That is actually one of the toughest things. You know, we want an app for our event. Well, a large majority of your attendees don't even have a smartphone. You know, things like that. You have to be really honest, and you have to know your group. You have to know your client. And then again, asking the question, that's how you balance it out. Figure out all the things that you need to know and make sure you're asking all the questions. Go to your vendor. Say, all right, my client's thinking of doing this app. You know, I need to make sure it works for them. What are the things that I need to ask them?
Right.
You know, going to your colleagues that you know through Gampy saying, I'm about to try this new and awesome thing. Tell me what happened when you did it, what worked, what didn't work. And, you know, if it didn't work, why didn't it work for your group? And then taking it back, okay, what does my group look like? What do they typically do? How do they typically react right. when I bring something new and exciting into the realm of their world? So,
and how great is it to experiment at a Gampy event than to be in
it's
their
a huge
real
value.
Meeting?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference between success and failure sometimes. Some of these conventions we have, we just try things that are new, Skyping in speakers, different things, seating arrangements, you know, and there's a lot of science to this that more than someone would think there is that actually makes you more successful. So that as a benefit, that is one of the biggest ones, I think.
We're here with Larry Green and Candace Crossfield on Meeting Pros. This question is for both of you. Larry, you mentioned that Atlanta is a very busy place, and even though this last year hasn't been the most busiest for planning, it's still been a busy one. Kind of explain to me or tell me what makes Atlanta such a special place to plan an event.
I think Atlanta is so dynamic with the infrastructure. Biggest airport in the world, so many direct flights can come from cities, which saves corporations a lot of money from not having to go through other cities and longer flights for their people attending. We have numerous number of venues, so many different venues, from the Aquarium to the World Congress Center to the Fabulous Fox. We have so many. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Restaurants, we can support 40, 50,000 people conventions and have the restaurants to be able to host and, you know, to take them. Transportation, great infrastructure and transportation. Just want you to know that now.
there's this company that I heard about recently.
Yeah,
That's Green Worldwide Transportation. But truthfully, it's that we have all the components to make a meeting successful. And I think that, to me, that's one of the biggest draws of Atlanta.
And I think, you know, you hit on a really great point, the infrastructure, the restaurants, and I think it's not conceived as a party. You're not going to the beach. You don't come back with a tan. I mean, you could if you hung out at the pool. You don't come back broke from gambling. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Vegas or the beach. Lord knows I love both of those. But there's something very serious and businesslike about Atlanta that when you come here, you can still have great food and experience a wonderful city. But at the end of the day, you're going to get the job done. You're going to get the ROI on your meeting because people are going to show up. People are going to be there. And they're not going to be distracted by outside things that, you know, that could be detrimental to your meeting. No one wants, you know, half of you at the meeting or you to come in late or leave early. You're here to meet. And that's really what I think Atlanta is about and what really makes us a really great destination for meetings.
Right, because I guess you could say that to measure if an event was successful or not is if they have it again the next year, right? That's how you measure if it gets bigger, you know, right? And the only way that you're going to do that is make sure the people who are attending get something out of the event, not just, you know, like a gambling debt or whatever, right?
Exactly.
But there's another part of this, too, I kind of want to pick your brain about, Candace, and Larry, feel free to weigh in also. You've got to continue to provide value for sponsors and exhibitors. And doing that and providing value for attendees can be conflicting objectives. How do you manage that, and how do you continue to provide value for sponsors? Because they're the ones almost putting on the event, right?
Right. That's twofold. Ask all the questions. Every sponsor wants something different. You know, at the end of the line, it boils down to they want more money. But what does that mean to them? Does that mean making connections with other suppliers? Does that mean making connections with the people that purchase? Does that mean just getting their name out and being the first one at the booth or giving the biggest prize? It means different things to different people. So ask the question. And then also go to be a member of your local MPI association, because there you'll learn the latest and greatest so you can make both of them happy, because everyone is having the same problems that you are. And you go to people meetings like GAMPI or your local MPI association because other people are solving them too. And you can solve, two minds are better than one. And you can solve more problems when you're all together saying, okay, what about this? And you're brainstorming and you're using the latest technology and trends.
And, you know, from a sponsor side, and I do a lot of sponsoring, I think the main point is, where else can you find 300, 350 meeting planners if you're a sponsor in one place, in one organization, at one time? That is the focus of, if you're trying to allocate money to a particular target, GAMPI is the perfect target, because you're reaching, you might get 60, 70 planners in a room at one time. And, you know, where else can you do that? It's just, that's well spent money. And it's a benefit to sponsors to be able to get in front and show their products and services and whatnot. And it's what, you know, it completes the circle. You know, sponsors do kind right. of end up paying for everything, but they have to have an ROI too.
Absolutely. And that's what I want to touch on next, is how do you quantify the ROI at an event like that, right? Because, I mean, in order for that, you have to make sure that you are getting more business out of that event. How do you make sure that happens?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's the two answers to that. One is, you have to work it too. We've had sponsors who've come in and they've barely given out cards to people.
Yeah,
and they're wondering why they're not getting anything in return.
But they took the phone ball.
Right, yeah, right.
Exactly. And then there's others who will work the room, so to speak. They'll meet people. It's the relationship building.
They have to be able to put a face with your logo. You can't just flash your logo on the screen and put up a sign. They have to say, oh, Jessica, Business Radio X. I remember her. She's got that adorable little kid, yada, yada, yada. You know, those are things they're not going to remember. They're not going to remember your graphic on the screen. We are delighted to provide that for you. However, Larry's right. You have to work it. They have to know you.
You have to have follow up, yeah. too. You have to do that at work after the event as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can't just let it fall. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And the last thing I probably would say to this is that it's not an overnight success story all the time. Sure, you'll meet people and maybe you'll hit it off right away. But some people, they don't know you. It takes a year or so to even learn to trust you and get references and hear or try your service or product once to see how you do. But once you get into that door, it's up to you to make or break it.
Yeah, I think 9 times out of 10, people do business with people not only they know, but people they like. And you exactly. got to build that relationship. And you can hand someone a card, but how many cards do they get at an event like that, right?
A million.
And like you said, Candace, you said, oh, I know Jessica, she has that kid. But you had a conversation with Jessica, right? So I think it's back to that face-to-face communication that maybe makes an event so successful.
Agreed.
So where can folks go to join GAMPI and learn more about GAMPI if they're not a member? And if they are a member, how can they volunteer?
GAMPI.org, GAMBI.org. There are tabs at the top of the screen that say, you know, how do I volunteer? Answer just the question. There are a listing of the current events. Reach out to me, ccrossfield@kellencompany.com. My email address is on the website. You can come to the Phoenix Awards, grab me, and say, according to Larry, I'm the young blonde. So just, and there are a lot of us actually, but any of them will be able to help you. So just grab one of us and say, hey, where's Candace? I want to volunteer. Because that's where you're going to get the largest return, is on that volunteering and making those connections.
And Larry, where can folks go to learn more about Green Worldwide?
Just that we're there for them 24/7, 365 days a year for whatever they need.
What's your website?
It is www.greenworldwide, and that's green with an E on the end, worldwidetransportation.com.
Well, it's been a pleasure you guys coming in, talking about GAMPI, and letting us know more about the meeting space. It's been just a wealth of knowledge for listeners out there.
Thank you guys for having us once again.
I'm Michael Lauer here for Jessica Park. We'll see you next time on Meeting Pro.